Hello, St. Thomas Aquinas, and welcome back to Sound and Silence. Today we have Max Murray.
Hey, guys.
And Jackson Estes.
Hi.
And they're going to be talking to us a little bit about their recent activities with the hockey team and the history of the hockey team over the last few years. But before we get into that, as always, we're going to start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my works too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I may love but what is holy. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, the hockey team's been on a bit of a run these last few years. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the biggest thing is I've been playing with a lot of these kids since I was like 5-6 years old. And, you know, I think that helps a lot when your hockey team is a group of kids that you've been growing up with and you have this chemistry with. And I think we have an advantage over other teams because of that. And we're lucky that we have a lot of skilled hockey players too that decided to come here. That definitely helps.
All right, so a lot of raw talent, but absolutely put together in a good way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm a sophomore, so I came in last year. And it was just a great environment when I came in. It's just everyone bonds together. It's just everyone links up well.
Good chemistry.
Yeah.
Nice.
Last year's team was phenomenal. I mean, I think we had the most skilled roster maybe ever in D2 hockey.
Nice.
To be honest with you.
Yeah, 23-0.
23-0.
Do you think you can match that this year? Or?
We're trying to. We got a tie on our record, but still no loss yet. But
yeah, that's pretty good.
We're trying.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Still undefeated. Yeah. That's undefeated.
Absolutely.
Nice. So what sort of stuff do you do? Because, I mean, like you were saying, there's a lot of raw talent, a lot of good chemistry, but obviously there's probably a lot of practice that goes into that too. What sort of things do you do to prepare for a game?
You know, we get up at 4:30 in the morning almost every day. We're either playing a game every day or practicing every day. So I think that definitely builds character when we're waking up that early with each other. A lot of other teams don't do that, but
yeah, definitely. I mean, we're skating basically every single day. We're just together all the time. It's just, like I said earlier, just the chemistry just
nice.
Thinks well.
Do you guys do a lot of scrimmage practical practice, or is it more drills, suicides, push-ups, pull-ups?
I think it's good balance.
It's a good mix. In the beginning of practice, we'd get our feet moving, drill with no pucks usually, and then, you know, you get into just like kind of skills, which is shooting, getting the goalies warmed up, and then you eventually start working with your line mates. Like me and Estes are on a line together, and
nice,
along with Weston. And you start getting into line work. You go against the other lines on the teams, stuff like that. I definitely think that helps the chemistry just on a line standpoint.
Yeah, adding on to that, when we go against like our team,